Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Big news came yesterday from Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews that they were lifting the lockdown, kind of partially, but much relief for many Melburnians yesterday with the news.
Yeah, I saw footage of this. A lot of people actually waiting in the lounge rooms with like bottles of champagne waiting for the announcement.
Really?
Yeah, no matter what time it was. What time was it? Like 11 o'clock in the morning or
something? Yeah,
like,
it was yesterday. It might have been the afternoon yesterday. I can't remember. But I think they were going to do it on the weekend. Initially, they'd sort of indicated maybe they were going to do it on the weekend, and then they changed their minds and everyone got up in arms over that. But, you know, finally the good news came yesterday. But this lockdown, it's something that, you know, we haven't seen in Australia before. Unprecedented.
Yeah, 3 months
word again?
Or something, I think it was.
Yeah. So, of course, a lot of Melburnians happy to get outside, but their time in lockdown has changed them in many ways. And we were lucky enough to get one of them on a little bit earlier. We recorded a little chat with this person from Melbourne just to find out, you know, how the experience had changed them and how they feel about the whole lockdown measures. Good morning to you, Smeagol? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Good to have you on the show.
How did you feel when you were first told Melbourne had to go into this harsh lockdown?
Not listening.
You must be relieved now, though, that restrictions have been eased, although the wearing of face masks is still required. How do you feel about that?
Premier Daniel Andrews had earlier said restrictions would be eased last weekend, but changed his mind. How did you feel when this happened?
Wicked, hateful, false.
Well, you did put a message on the Facebook page of Mr. Andrews at the time. What did it say?
You don't have any friends. Nobody likes you.
Now that restrictions have eased, how do you feel about the Victorian Premier?
Master.
Fair enough. Well, do you have any parting words for your fellow Victorians?
Wake up! Wake up, sleepies! We must go, yes! We must go at once!
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Tell you what, the landscape has changed so much since I finished school. Like now students can, you know, undertake apprenticeships and things like that while they're still at school.
Mm.
Pretty cool sort of thing. But one thing I'm not sure if they've actually got now, but they should have, I reckon, is like a class that does life skills. I'm talking about maybe changing a flat tyre, work, paying bills, you know, organising resumes, rent, just teaching you the basic skills, housework, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, not everything you learn in school can be applied in the outside world.
Yeah, Pythagoras' theorem, geez.
Yeah, it's not going to help you change a tyre. Hang on, what's the cosine of a tyre? I'm not sure.
Exactly right. But I tell you what, I often struggle when it comes to doing housework. Like the missus will vouch for this straight away. Like I get in trouble, like, are you doing this wrong? You're doing that wrong. And one particular woman has spoken up about this whole thing named Velvet Garvey from Queensland. So obviously she said once she had kids and sort of getting to the domesticated side of life, she's actually said she struggled with learning how to do things as well. Like, so it's not just males. Females may struggle with, you know, learning how to do laundry and all sorts of basic skills that you need to adult properly. I'm still struggling this very day to try and adult properly. But she's launched a bit of a program, a website, a couple of things online called Train My Mate.
Okay.
Where she is basically detailed on how she's created a service where, through a bunch of different workshops, males particularly as the target audience, you'd say, for this, can learn how to do certain things like laundry and other things that may be useful when it comes to the domestic side of things.
Right, okay. So it's kind of like a mini TAFE course if you're hopeless at, like, just basic life stuff.
Yeah, perfect for me.
Mm.
So basically what she's saying is that she found out a few statistics. Around 75% of women have been turned off by their partners over their housework or their lack of being able to do the housework properly. Obviously with lockdown, they're spending more time together and they've realised just a few more holes and a few more cracks have started to appear when it comes to how bad.
So they're turned off if the partner can't do housework.
Yeah.
Does that mean conversely they're turned on if you can do? Like if I just, you know, get out the Dyson vacuum and just go around. I don't even have to be in my underwear. You're saying just me vacuuming the lounge room is enough?
Yeah, well, I think Brad in his undies with the feather duster would probably be just too irresistible to women, maybe you could say. But obviously she's making a big service out of this. And she said she's got the first course, which is around 15 minutes long, this video. Here's a bit of a snippet of it. It involves laundry.
Welcome to the course, where you will learn how to wash and dry your stuff. Here's what we're going to cover. How to do laundry. But more than that, you'll learn why it's important, why you should even care about laundry.
Mm.
We'll cover some basic rules, the kit you need, and then how to actually wash and dry your laundry properly.
Why it's important, because you don't want to smell like a foot when you go out into the world.
Look, We laugh that someone has had to make a video about this, but there are some people out there who would think this video, like step one would be fill up the basket with your dirty laundry. Yeah. Step two, take it around to mum and dad's place and let them do it for you. Whereas, like, no, you have to know how to do this yourself.
I'll never forget, one of the first times I went camping as an adult, we took one of our mates along and I was cooking the barbecue and I asked him to go and make some toast and he came back and didn't know how to make toast. It was the saddest, most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my life. But furthermore to this service, she's saying it's a place where we've got a concept where, you know, some of the guys can get together, spitball some ideas, bounce off each other and brainstorm and problem solve. It's like brainstorming to do laundry?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little bit out there as well. But
well, they might want to talk about whether or not to use fabric softener.
Oh, okay, that's a fairly good point.
Do you know what I mean?
But really to help me out, obviously you've got that 15-minute video that's going to help out. That's as far as I'd let us go because you've got to pay for that sort of service as well. But they've actually created a very catchy song as well to help you out when you're doing your folding, just to sort of help out if you're struggling a little bit.
So like a mnemonic device, it helps you remember how to do things?
Like, you know, how like the kids alive do the five, the shut the gate sort of thing.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
one
yeah.
of those
that's
things. Right. And it goes, this song to help you with your folding goes a little bit like this.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up.
And I'll do this part good.
Know when to walk away.
Yeah, that's me. I'll do the walk away part. That's about all.
If you're talking about a fitted sheet, I always run when it comes time to try and fold.
Win
that
race by 100 metres.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Less than 2 months until the jolly man in red drops down the chimney, if you got one. Maybe it just comes through the window. This is what kept me up at night as a kid.
Yeah.
We didn't have a chimney. I'm like, how is Santa getting into our house to put presents under the tree, Mum and Dad?
Yeah, more to the point, how does he know our alarm code for our security system as
That's
well?
That's it. One word answer, baby. Magic. That's it. That's all you need to know. Santa is magic. Yep. Unfortunately, the magic doesn't help protect Santa from COVID-19. And that is the main concern for Santa visiting at the end of 2020. I'm surprised Mrs. Claus is letting him leave the North Pole. A man of his age, he is really in that high risk category. You know what I mean?
Yeah, imagine if he had to quarantine every time he left a different country or a different state. This guy, it'll be taking like years and years to do one night's work.
Yeah, by the time he finishes delivering presents for Christmas of 2020, he's got to do 2021 straight after it because it's taken that long. Mm. But, of course, he will be coming to your local shopping centre to pose for photos, but some of the shopping centres are taking extra precautions, Hutsy, to make sure that Santa is protected and there is a minimal risk of him catching the coronavirus.
Yeah, let's be honest. If he's at a shopping centre, he's got lots of kids sitting on his lap, he's got lots of kids that he's seeing, high-fiving, cuddling, saying hello to. That's a lot of germs that could be spreading
around. Oh, God, yeah. Mm. Yeah, you were just asking for trouble. So Westfield has implemented some COVID-safe Santa strategies. During photo sessions with Santa at the Westfields, customers have to pose 1.5 metres away from Santa instead of sitting on his lap, as is customary. Apparently, there's going to be heaps of props to fill up the empty space, or the void, as photographers would call it, between Santa and the people coming to get their photos taken.
He won't mind that if it's a screaming baby. He'll be like, oh, you know, I'd like to have the baby, but no, it's going to be over there. Oh, well.
Maybe 1.5 metres isn't enough. Maybe just keep going. Just keep going. Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty rough, though. It's kind of like, okay, maintain distance, look but don't touch, no sitting on laps. Are these rules for Santa photos or a strip club? I'm like, I'm still trying to figure this out. It sounds like they've borrowed the rules from, like, Tony Soprano's exotic dance club.
No more tipping Santa Claus as well.
No, that's it. It's like, are there going to be elf bouncers, like, roughly frog-marching you out of a Santa photo session? Like a drunken Shannon Knoll. Don't you know who I am, Santa? I asked you for that bike when I was six. Ah, you've changed, Santa. You've changed. So that's what you can expect if you happen to go along to one of the Westfields, and there's none of them on the far south coast. So I don't know what sort of rules will be implemented at places like Sapphire Marketplace or the Village Centre or Harvey Norman, where they do the photos. I don't know if they'll be doing the 1.5 metre distance, but what I do know is we're going to have to change the words to this very famous song. It'll pretty much go like this now, I think. You better mask up, wash your hands twice, keep social distance so he doesn't die. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, can't wait to see you, Santa.
Can't wait for the compilation CD on that this Christmas.
I think Mariah Carey's going to put it on her new Christmas album. That's what I've heard.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.